This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Wheat is drying down now to its golden hues, and wheat harvest is not far away. While all the money is in the wheat itself, all of it is being held up by a whole lot of straw. Straw, largely considered a byproduct, actually has a lot of uses, some of which is used widely, like mulch in the garden. Some uses are much less common, like insulation within walls. First, let's take a look at what wheat is made of. Wheat straw is around 40% cellulose, 40% hemicellulose, and 15% lignin. This lignin is what keeps the straw together and makes it harder to break down. Wood has more, usually over 25%, while hay has ideally less than 10%. Livestock can eat straw, but it is not great forage in its unmodified form. Wheat straw needs to be ammoniated by pumping anhydrous ammonia into sealed bales and leaving it for a few weeks. The ammonia will react with the moisture in the bale and begin to rip apart the structures of the straw, making it more digestible. The process makes the straw more palatable, and it gives an ammonia protein boost for cattle. Ammoniation is not a difficult process, but it does take some time, material, and a way to regulate the anhydrous. In some drier and northern climates, where there are less trees and wood, wheat straw is sometimes used as a heating source. Dry straw has around 6,000 to 8,000 BTUs per pound when burned, which is around the same energy density as soft wood. Of course, straw is really fluffy, so there are these special burners to handle not only the little square bales, but also the big round ones. Most of these burners are used to heat water that is then used to heat the building or the barn. With a reasonable efficiency, it's possible to get 3 million BTUs out of a straw round bale, or around 32 gallons of propane. Wheat straw, along with nearly every other type of field stover, has been looked at for ethanol production. The process is largely the same, where enzymes are used to break down the cellulose into sugars that can be fermented. While the process is possible, it's expensive to ship and use volumes of such bulky material, and it's not as cost-effective as using grain for now. In building material, wheat straw has been used for thousands of years. Ancient civilizations used straw to bind clay bricks together, something that is still done today in some cultures. Like mentioned before, straw bales can also be used as wall insulation. A straw bale has an R value of over 35 and has a lot of sound insulation. Using straw bales in this way is somewhat common in the adobe houses and the drier climates of the Southwest. In industry, wheat straw is used in a number of processes and has the potential to be used as a bioplastic or a paper substitute. This rather makes sense because straw is hard to break down and has a strong structure due to its high lignin content. However, wheat straw does have a lot of uses. Its main use for now and in the future will be right where it is, in the field, providing food for soil microbes and protecting the soil from erosion between crops. Plenty of research has been shown that removing too much straw or other field stover has a negative soil effect. If you have any questions about using straw, at least for an agricultural use, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.